The text for our sermon this morning from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 1. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. God's grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Today we hear St. Paul encourage the Colossians and us to set our minds on things above. Have you ever just wanted to try to find inner, complete inner peace? A sort of shutting off everything that interrupts your inner thoughts. No conflicting desires, no pull, nor any push in any particular direction, just inner peace. It's hard enough trying to understand the world and all the conflicting points of view all around us. Do you ever just look for escape or try to find what maybe we might call heaven on earth? There are many who will teach this as a possibility. Oprah, she says, meditation is the first place to start. Focus on yourself. Look deep within. Find your inner self. Visualize your happy place and then go there. The Dalai Lama, he says, Karuna. Karuna. I read that and said, oh, thank God. At first I thought he said Corona. But a good Corona beer is a good place to start for inner peace. Karuna, as the Buddhist says, is compassion, first starting with yourself. That's the key to inner peace. Others say, well, first you have to forgive yourself for all your own disruptions of peace. Find your mind's eye and truly see how good you are. Accept yourself for who you are. And then there are others who are more earthy. Go get in the dirt. Garden. Put your hands in the earth. Take your shoes off. Walk in the soil. Take a mud bath. St. Paul says, put to death what is earthly in you. There is no rehabilitation. There is no visualization. No self-actualization. There is no secret 10 steps to finding inner peace. St. Paul says, put to death all of the things you chase after to find peace in this life if it is not Christ Jesus. Put to death what is earthly in you because the Christian life is a battle. There is a common human desire in this life to find some sort of peace, inner peace. To be able to look inside, meditation, breathing, yoga, drugs, whatever the tool may be, the end goal is always to find some sort of inner peace inside oneself. Even our gospel reading today, though we are focusing on Colossians, you can hear it in our gospel reading today, the rich man saying, oh, finally I have enough. But my barns aren't big enough, so where will I find peace? I'll build bigger barns. Then I will find inner peace, and I may eat, drink, and be merry. Jesus said, you fool. Paul is warning the Colossians and us that in this life, we will never find inner peace. It is a battle. It is a war. There will always be little skirmishes. There will be victories. You will face defeats until the last enemy is completely destroyed. In this life, we are always engaged in battle. There will never be an inner peace because we have an enemy. We have the devil who hates you. He will always be there until Christ returns. And not just that, but the more you look inner, the more you look inside, the more you are fighting for that enemy. Because we too still have a sinful flesh. We still have a fallen, sinful nature that clings to us to drag us down to the earth, to bring us down here and to say, yes, you can have the victory down here. You can find inner peace in this life. But my dear friends, what truths can we find with the sins that St. Paul lists? What equilibrium can we find to find inner peace here with what he lists? Sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness. What point of agreement do you, Christian, think you can find with anger, wrath, malice, slander, obscene talk? Paul writes that on account of these, the wrath of God is coming. When we're faced with sin, do we think we can somehow come behind God? Do we think we're stronger than God and we can sort of battle our sins and find shelter in them? Do we think we're more merciful than God? Is there some way we can logically find a 10-step program, breathing exercises, that will give us an inner peace when God says He is given to wrath over these things? Is it appropriate for us Christians to think we can raise the white flag with these sins and just accept them? God does not desire peace with sin. He doesn't want a truce. Would you come to a truce with someone who kidnaps and murders your child and just say, well, let's let bygones be bygones? If someone takes your family, threatens them with death, would you just say, oh, I guess I can find peace with that? God did not send His Son Jesus so that death and sin is considered a stalemate with us, His people. Jesus doesn't endure the agony, the sweat, the beatings, shedding His innocent blood, pouring out His life so that we can find some inner peace with sin. So you, Christian, are not to be okay with your sins. You are to confess. We are, as Paul says, to put the old sinful ways of life, we are to put them to death, first by confessing them. Acknowledging before God and one another wholeheartedly. Not just some half-hearted, measly attempt to try and explain our sins or excuse them. Because when we do that, we end up blaming God. Paul tells us in the Colossians, die to yourself. Die to your self-justification. Put your sins to death where they belong. Put them where Jesus is taking them. Put your sins to death on the cross with Jesus Christ, because that's where they are. That's where they die. The cross is where God Himself in Christ Jesus fights on your behalf. Let Him carry your burdens. Even that endless task, even that heavy weight of trying to find inner peace in this life. St. Peter says, humble yourselves therefore under God's mighty hand, so that in due time He may exalt you. Cast your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. St. Paul continues, do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator. Remember, the Gnostics are who is haunting this church in Colossae. And Paul uses the word gnosis, knowledge, correctly here. He says, being renewed in the knowledge. Secret wisdom that the Gnostics say is a way to distance yourself from sin and not put it to death. That enlightenment, that knowledge, that 10-step process is called unrepentance. Any and all attempts to find some inner peace apart from Christ Jesus and the forgiveness of sins He gives is wicked. The knowledge that Paul speaks of in instructing the Colossians to be renewed in is hearing the gospel. It is repenting of your sins and knowing, confessing that Jesus Christ was crucified for your sins and has defeated death. The knowledge we seek is the gospel. Any peace you find apart from Christ Jesus is actually a loss of righteousness. It's no wonder self-help books, 10-step programs are so successful in selling their product because they're always failures. They're kind of like drugs. The only thing they leave you with is wanting more. They never give true peace. Even so-called Christian devotions that only offer law after law, you do this, you do that, instead of being firmly planted on the assurance that our sins are forgiven. Jesus says, peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. The Gnostics promised the Colossians inner peace, an inner secret knowledge. So does every temptation of the devil. Christian, you're just one step away from inner peace, he says. And oh, how he makes it look so good. But in Christ Jesus, even when we are weak, he is strong. In Christ Jesus, you find a peace that is outside yourself. You find a peace that doesn't fluctuate with the waves and currents of this life. You find in Jesus Christ one who has defeated all chaos. You have one who has victory and gives that to you even now. Even as we seem to often be fighting for the devil, Christ Jesus knows your struggles. Christ Jesus forgives you. And He promises that you will be renewed by His gospel, by forgiveness. He offers you that peace, that victory over sins, His forgiveness, because He knows that's precisely what we need. He knows that's the weapon that the devil has nothing against. Christ Jesus knew that there would be no peace treaty with sin and death. There is no halfway. There is no truce. There is no armistice day with sin and death. Christ Jesus came for you. Because too often we don't fight against our sins. Too often we live in them. We lapse. We don't fight as we should when the battle is long and the days and the stresses of this life are heavy. Your heavenly Father knows this. Christ Jesus, His Son, knows this. The Holy Spirit knows. He was tempted in every way that we are. But He did that to give us true peace. We are far too often not putting to death our sins, but too often we entertain them, we step in them, we taste them. So Jesus Christ allowed Himself to be put to death so that you would be spared. So that all the chaos you see and feel inside will not overtake you. Christ Jesus, who had perfect peace with His Heavenly Father, He came and He became your sin. Romans 5, since now therefore we've been justified by His blood, much more shall we be saved by Him from the wrath of God that St. Paul says is coming because of our sins. My fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, There will be no inner peace in this life. Our peace is with Christ. And when you are in Christ, the devil will never stop. Neither will your conscience. But John reminds us, whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and He knows everything. C.S. Lewis, in one of my favorite lines that he wrote, said, "I didn't go to religion to make me happy, to find inner peace. I always knew a bottle of good port wine would do that." He continues, "If you want religion to make you feel comfortable, I certainly don't recommend Christianity." So do not fret over being pulled one way and then another. That is the Holy Spirit working in your life. Do not be afraid of suffering, because it is in this way that Christ Jesus is growing you to trust in Him all the more, because He knows in the end He will show you His glory, that your suffering was really a strengthening of you. Much like soldiers being put through tough situations and training to make them ready for battle. And further, not only does St. Paul tell the Colossians and us that we will see our glory will appear with Him when He appears, but we'll also see that it was worth the effort to put to death what is earthly in us. And we will see how glorious it is to be with Christ. We will see the battle and the fight that we waged in this life against our sinful flesh was a glorious battle. The peace we find and have is that right now you have already been raised with Christ. In verse 1, Paul says, he gives the Colossians some advice. In verse 1, he begins and says, "If then you've been raised with Christ." In chapter 2, a few verses earlier, St. Paul uses this language, being raised with Christ. He says, "You've been buried in baptism with Christ, and you were also raised with Him." St. Paul says, you want to find inner peace? Repent. And remember, you're baptized. Nothing can touch you. We are raised with Christ now, not to give in, not to find some inner peace, but we are raised to find true peace. So that even in the midst of the most strenuous battle, the victory is already won. Jesus Christ is raised. We have a peace that surpasses all understanding. And may that peace, which is not inner, but which surpasses all understanding, now guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.